Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, in terms of stormy weather, you could make a segue metaphor with the markets. Friday was, you know, I had talked about how calm the markets had been, and Friday was not the case. I mean, it was a pretty massive sell-off after the president talked about some stuff with China, real strong talk on trade and tariffs. It was down 3.5% in the NASDAQ, more than 2.5% in the S&P 500, nearly 2% in the Dow. Now, some of that being clawed back today, but not nearly as much, maybe like half. And so the question is that, you know, maybe people were just looking for an excuse to sell and book some profits. I don't know. It just happened to be timely that Jill Schlesinger from Jill on Money and CBS News kind of wrote about the timing of the market type thing that doesn't usually work. Jill joins us now on Brian and Company. Good morning, Jill. How are you?
I'm well. You see, you just turn your head around and something new will happen. It's like the weather.
Yes.
Something new.
And the markets don't seem calm to me now, although, you know, I mean, again, the numbers look big. Percentage-wise, it wasn't like crisis, but Friday was kind of a white-knuckle day for a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think that is, it's good for the market. It's good to have a sell-off, really is. It's good to have some movement just straight up is like kind of sets you up. That said, you know, listen, it's a good reminder that a lot of what's going on in the markets, all markets, not just stock markets, is based on this collective belief that a lot of spending on AI will continue, that there will be no problem really in the labor market, even if it slows down, that tariffs aren't going to cause inflation to spike by too much. Like, is it all these like assumptions, and sometimes those assumptions are called into question.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll continue, but maybe they won't. I'll tell you one thing, man. I do not get friends of mine at work asking me to look at their 401ks unless the markets are going zooming higher or cratering down at the bottom. So it's not like there's like a boring time. Like a month ago, no one said, could you take a look at my 401k with me?
Right.
No one did that.
Right.
So I just want to be clear that this is mostly emotional, that you're whatever you're feeling. Don't think that it's going to continue to be great all the time. Don't try to figure out, oh my God, everyone's talking about a bubble. Is this 1996 or 1999?
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is you never can foresee these things, but the 96 versus 99 thing is really appropriate because, like, you listen, when somebody like Jim Cramer named his dog NVIDIA a couple years ago, if you invested then maybe you did great, but it feels late to get in on this kind of stuff. And so, I mean, like when I look at it, I don't chase money anyway. But I mean, if someone were to be like, I got to get in, they'd be getting in. It feels late.
Well, I mean, here's a question. Let's say you have a 24-year-old kid friend, someone at the station there who says to you, I just got a 401k. What should I do? What would you tell them to do?
Invest in an S&P 500 index fund.
Right. Okay. So that's the advice you'd give, which is like you've got a long time horizon. So go ahead, just do it. Like, don't make yourself crazy. Of course you should do it. So then you go to, well, why would I change my investing philosophy? If you are 55 years old and you're investing and you don't need your money for 10 years, and certainly even in 10 years, maybe you'll start to need it. you would just say, I'm going to stick to whatever my allocation is. Now, that said, anyone who needs money within the next 12 months should not be invested in a risk asset. But if you are the kind of person who's like, hey, yeah, I'm good, and I really do need to keep investing, keep investing. Right. But I find it humorous that people, I mean, Jim Cramer aside, nice guy, love his wife. I really think this is sort of gets to be silly, and we start looking at this as sport, not real life. And on my radio show, my podcast, I hear about people and they treat it like it's just their real lives. It's not sport. It's a means to an end. So just be careful that you're not missing anything. You're doing what you should be doing, investing for the long term.
Now, we're talking with Jill Schlesinger. You can read the blog on jillonmoney.com. And of course, you see her all over the place with CBS News and their various outlets. You know, I don't have, you know, my wife had her money and I have my money, and we haven't really blended it all together, believe it or not. But, you know,
okay.
She, like, we don't have a relationship with the person that assigned to her through her.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, TIA, Kref, or whatever. Mm-hmm. But can you just call them up and say, please rebalance?
Of course you can. In fact, if it's an active retirement plan, most active retirement plans let you literally check a box that says every quarter, every year, every 6 months, rebalance to my original allocation. So if you're listening to this and you say, what the heck are they talking about? Rebalancing just means that if you want 50% in stocks and 50% in bonds, and, you know, 9 months into the year, all of a sudden you're 65% in stocks because stocks have gone up by so much, it would automatically sell the portion of your portfolio that would get you back into your 50-50 portfolio. So take some money out of the stock market, it would put it into the bond market. And you know what that does, Brian? It actually helps people sell the top and buy the bottom. That's what it forces you to do when you rebalance. And it works the other way too. Hey, you know what? The stock market is cratered. All of a sudden, cash and bonds have piled up. It forces you to buy when you don't want to buy. It forces you to sell when you don't want to sell.
And are there tax implications, or since you're rolling it back, it's all stays?
Doesn't matter, because think about this. It's a retirement account, so there is no tax ramification at all. And that's the beauty of it. I mean, if this is the problem with rebalancing in a taxable account is that you might be asking for some tax problems, right?
Right.
It's okay. You don't have to worry about that too much, because either, in my mind, I never worry about paying taxes because it's an investment account. I mean, if you are in NVIDIA and all of a sudden you have so much money invested in gold and you want to take a little bit of a profit, big deal. Pay your taxes and move on. Why are you being such a crybaby?
Seriously,
I hate when people cry about capital gains.
Stop crying about making money.
Yeah, exactly right.
Listen, are there no data points anymore since the government shut down?
Well, I'll tell you something funny. That we were supposed to get a CPI report on this Wednesday, but interestingly, the report will be delayed for 10 days but they said they're going to release it in a week and a half. So, you know, I'm interested in that, right? We have to, so that also means I'm not sure about this week. You know, this is what we call the reference week for the Department of Labor. It's usually the week where we send out like, hey, did you fire anyone? Did you hire anyone notices? But if no one's at the Labor Department, then we might lose another jobs report. Mm. So I just don't know about how the Fed's going to do their meeting. Anyway, so that's what's happening. We are certainly getting a few bumps in the road here on data. But, you know, it's sort of like big picture. What it seems like is, you know, hey, the economy's growing, the job market's slowing down, and prices are starting to accelerate. That's what I think is really happening when you look at everything altogether.
Is the whole recession talk back on the table?
Nah, okay. Not really. You know, it's funny. I got a note from a few different economists over the weekend, and everyone's saying that, like, hey, you know, GDP, meaning growth, it looks like that the, so remember, we've already had 6 months, right? And so now in the third quarter, everyone's saying, yeah, we got like more than 3% growth. And so what, you know, just to go back to like kind of the grassroots of how we figure out what's happening, when you see big companies investing billions of dollars in certain areas, it does spill over to other areas, but companies are making money. They're not hiring as much. They're not firing in a wholesale way. They're just not, you know, they're not going crazy here. But it does look like that we are heading towards moderating growth, because maybe the end of the year we get some price increases, but the economy continues to grow. So I don't think that, of course, this is when you, you know, 2 days later, something horrible happens and you're in a recession. So based on what we know now, it does not look like we have a recession anywhere on the horizon.
Got it. Jill, thank you as always. Have a great week.
Take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at how I met your mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.